Please take the sprinkler.
Hi, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Bill?
Yes.
Great. Bill, I'm just following up. You were discussing the billing and what was going on with Facebook yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. So it appears you had a one-time billing in September 27th of 23 for $100 worth of Facebook ads. At that time, you wanted to see how that went for you before you were deciding to continue, and you did not continue. You spoke to us shortly after and did not want to go further with the Facebook ads. Honestly,
okay.
I didn't realize that. I spoke to you yesterday. I didn't really realize that when you asked to see your Facebook ad yesterday. I apologize for that. So anyway, that's where the status is on the Facebook ads themselves.
Okay. So my, where I'm at on that, so I heard your side, and where I'm at on that is I got to do my due diligence now to see if I have the same findings and that might be the case, which you mentioned as far as I might have told you that I wanted to see how it goes, but the thing I do have in question, which I expressed to somebody yesterday at your company, was again, I have to verify this. I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure. But pretty sure is not certain, right? But I'm pretty sure, I remember seeing a bill, for $100 from you guys. And I'd have to just go back and look at it. And my bad. I said, Bill, what I saw was a charge, and what I think I remember seeing. And I heard your statement.
I could probably help you clarify that most recent $100 charge.
Okay.
You had one in January for $100. That might be what you're referring to. But this is for your Google guaranteed leads. So you have Google guaranteed bills separately. It looks like you also started that in September of last year, where you paid the application fee, and then you paid your first payment on that in October of last year for $400.
Right.
And then December of last year, you paid $121. And then January was the most recent, wasn't even 100, which they're usually not an even number, really, but there was a credit on that, a $20 credit. So you will be able to view this, your invoices in particular, from your dashboard. You can search up any invoice and look at them if you like.
Okay. So, tell me your name again.
My name's Shalette.
So Shalette, I waited for you to finish that little piece because you, I'm not, we're basically on the same side. I mean, you're trying to help me and I'm trying to help me. We're both trying to help me.
Right.
I like it when it goes that way. I got more than one person trying to help me. And so, that's good. And you started off, apologizing about, you know, sorry you missed and you didn't notice, you know, the fact that we had canceled or terminated the Facebook ad stuff. And so, I waited just to see where you're going to, when you said you had an explanation, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm all ears about that. And, so let's hear it. And then you, gave a bit of an explanation, you know, Google Guarantee, and I was waiting to hear that you say, oh, and I see that you canceled Google Guarantee, and you never said that, and then you told me also that the Google Guarantee for I paid the $400, and then I paid in December an additional $121. You think you said? Did I have that right amount? Right?
Let me go back to your billing. $121.99 in December.
Okay. Yeah. $121.99. Okay. Cool. And so that raises a couple of different things for me. One is one, it affirms for me my good decision making in canceling Google Guarantee, and because of two things, the way I was explaining the terms on Google Guarantee was that you pay not in arrears but advance the $400, and it was a $400 monthly budget potentially if the money was spent, and if the money was not spent then it would roll over to the next month, but that you would be, as it was spent, y'all would be hitting my credit card again to maintain that $400 balance in my account to pay for subsequent future, you know, Google Guarantee charges, and which all in all seemed fair enough, but if you go look in my history of Google Guarantee, you'll see that as far as the actual number of calls, it'll always be good to get the client's perspective on some of this. I contested some of those calls, and which, by the way, they credit to me on some, they did not credit me on others. Literally, I'm the kind of person and the kind of company that we don't try to take advantage of people. We pay what we owe, and we don't try to, you know, try to get all that we can from a company. We believe in paying people what's, if we agree the terms, then we pay it. If y'all earned it, we pay it. And the more we pay, the way we feel is maybe you'll do us a better job. And so we're not trying to shortchange the people that work for us. And then secondly, I've already called in and communicated, it should be in my file, that the value was terrible, and some of the people called us that literally we have multiple kinds of Google ads going on, and so we got calls I could track and show that we got a call, you know, like a client that we had serviced a year or two ago. They call us, and we had the job already entered in our software, and we use a jobber scheduling software. So we had their call in and Jabber like 2 days ago, and then for some reason the client calls back and they looked our number up on Google, I guess, and I already also checked with you guys on, well, what's the deal on what the Google ad looks like. So Google ad makes their Google guarantee stand out. It's like a different color, green or something. And so the people just apparently hit that button. And so here we are getting charged about $32 for a lead that we already had on our books. And we're like, we don't want to pay for leads that we already have that we got on our own. And then there were a variety of other circumstances like that. So that was one thing. The second thing about that was we got people that were just price shopping. They weren't really interested. They just want a price, and they're not going to do the work at all. And so another thing. And so the quality of lead, and then thirdly, the actual volume of leads. So $400 would, if you ran the math out at approximately $32 a job, that would have been about 9 leads. And we tested the Google guarantee, that's per month. We tested the Google guarantee during the winter time, which is our slow season. And so I can guarantee you we didn't get 9 leads total for the entire time that we utilized Google Guarantee. But I'm sure we paid for more than that. And by the way, we use other ad services as well. Our close ratio is super high. Like we use Angie or Angie's List, and we close better than 90% of them. And we're good at closing stuff. And so, you know, we use, again, several others also, and we have a really high close ratio. These leads were terrible, and some were not even real leads, so to speak, but we were getting charged for them. And the volume just wasn't there. Then to hear you say we got charged an additional $121.99 on top of the $400 that we'd already paid. I understand that was some aspect of replenishing, but really, given the leads that we got and the volume, it wasn't there. So we were getting charged for stuff that we weren't receiving. And by the way, y'all are in a position of you're just managing this Google work. I'm really not, on the one hand, putting it on you, because, you know, that's Google for you. If we could do without Google, we would. Google is evil. But apparently we can't do without Google. And so we got to deal with them. And so I can't put it all on y'all, because you're trying to deal with and manage Google also. But that's our Google experience. And so to have an additional $100 charge in January, after we canceled it, and by the way, I'd have to go back and verify the actual date of cancellation. But by the way, additionally, already having been explained that your method of accounting for Google, payment of Google Guarantee, that we're paying for future services, we're not paying in arrears. And so there would have been no need for the additional payments, because we had canceled or were canceling. I'd have to go back and again and look. And then we also should have been receiving a credit for what was left of that $400 balance, because again, we were paying for the future not in arrears.
And, Got it. And so
that's the Google thing. And sorry, that was long-winded of me, but it was, should have been fairly thorough.
Okay. I see information supporting what you're saying to me, that you, around February 14th, I'm going to say February 14th, let's see, the note set, LSA placement will cancel Google Guarantee. Okay, so 2014, there's cancel Google Guarantee, and also it mentions a credit.
February 14th. And I can assure you today is March 14th. So, again, I have to go back and look. I think it may have been earlier than that, but that might be right. But it's, and so thank you for the credit.
Well, no, it meant, what I'm going to say is the notes mention a credit, just like you're telling me that you would be due a credit.
Yeah.
And the notes support that. But when I look at your billing, it was not given to you yet. And so what I need to do, because your billing doesn't reflect the credit that they mentioned in their notes. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
The cancellation, as far as I can tell, came, in February. You first mentioned it looks like maybe 2/12 on the 12th, but maybe even a little sooner, but after that $100 billing. However, it has been canceled, and I want to get you to the Google Guarantee Department I can do it one of two ways. I can either just explain to them, show them their own notes, and ask them to take care of a credit if credit's due there. Or I can get you over to them directly to speak with them. What do you prefer?
I would prefer the first way that you described, because honestly, if you go back and look at the notes, I talked to them approximately 4 times, trying to cancel the thing. And they had a real difficult time getting it canceled. There was a person telling me that it was canceled. You know, that there's she's a Australian or English woman, and nice enough woman, but she was assuring me that, you know, I had nothing to worry about, nothing concerned. She had done what she had told me. She had taken care of it, and I believe he was telling me the truth about that, yet for some reason and somehow it just wasn't translating to some other part of your company or Google or whoever it translates to. And we repeated that, and she was telling me, I think she got a little irritated with me, and, cause I'm persistent. And she said, you know, well, I didn't have any cause or reason for my continued follow-up and et cetera. And I said, well, if you can show me in your actions that I have no cause, then I will believe you and be in agreement with you. But y'all keep I had a variety of reasons for showing I had, you know, otherwise to think. And by the way, I had other people telling me within your company, telling me that I was right, basically, that, yeah, here she's saying she said this, but I'm not seeing this here, and I should be able to see this. And I said, yeah, well, I hear you, and I'm not mad. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to get this done. And so apparently the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and so I'm having to do this over and over and over again. It took me 4 tries. And by the way, I only think that I finally got it. I'm not even certain. And hearing what you're saying, it causes me additional little concern to think, oh, maybe I didn't get it done. And, well, but,
The notes are confirming that they canceled it, but it also said they gave the credit, but you didn't get the credit. So I and so I still just need to get them, get that over to them, and get you the whatever credit is due. And that should set everything straight, right?
That should, yes, ma'am. You're right about that. If we can make that happen. And the Bonnie lady was like, oh yeah, we can make that happen. In fact, it's already done. I did it. You know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, I appreciate it, Bonnie. I believe you on the one hand, but there has to be an explanation of why this isn't translating to the other part of your company. And, so that's the issue that we have at concern. Same thing for the accounting that you're talking to me about, right now. For some reason, not making it all the way through to accounting. Don't know why.
Well, you know, I see it in their notes as if it had happened, but I don't see it in billing. So, unless they do it from some other place, it's not something I can view. So I'm going to have them follow up on this. And, you know, when credit's issued, that you should either get follow up from them or me. If they just tell me they did it, I'll call you. But we'll see how it goes.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, an FYI, just so you know, y'all are in the business of doing a variety of things. Maybe your primary thing is this, and I honestly should kick myself for not putting my own website in place already, but, you know, helping people with their website stuff and then managing SEO and so on. I would, you know, I'm not paying you guys that much money for a month, and I'd be glad to pay you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month. And if you can produce the results that I need to merit spending that amount of money. And I've been willing to try a few different products like Google Guarantee, like the Facebook stuff but then also, and by the way, I have a degree in advertising. It's embarrassing to say on top of it. And from the University of Texas at Austin. So the Facebook ad that you guys wrote, you know, I didn't even really see it well until, I think it was yesterday and I was trying to make some changes on it, and so I was like, good night. Apparently it already stopped by the time I had seen it. And so I was like, God, this is a terrible, ad. It's real wordy. It's not gonna grab people. And I'm real wordy, I get it. But when I write ads, not like I talk. And, it's about, being able to measure the results. You know, you gotta get results. If you don't get results, it's worthless. And so anyway, it was a poor ad. If you guys would be just a bit more effective at staying on top of what you do, how you do, you know, there would be probably lots of clients that would be willing to give you a whole bunch more money.
I understand. I get it. And sorry that those weren't up to par for you. If you were still running them, obviously they would keep changing it to your liking as much as possible. But
sure. And y'all have done a few things pretty decently or well, whether you realize you did them or not, I don't know. And so that's the main reason why I'm still with you. For a number of years, I've already been with you guys. So, and by the way, I'm not really considering changing really right at the moment. So I'm still going to be with you. But I would like to see you guys, for your benefit and my benefit, you know, improve what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, currently we're, you know, your account is mainly the Google Business Profile. Which,
yeah.
And, but you also include, I'm not sure if you remember this, because I look back in older notes, is that when you signed up, it was at a time when we would still put $100 worth of Google ads. And so you have $100 worth of Google ads. And the notes showed to me that you also ran your own ads, because there's been some discussion about that. So since you are familiar with Google Ads, you know $100 isn't too much. And new
yeah.
accounts with us, they start with a minimum of $300. And for many businesses, they need more than that, but that's about the minimum some businesses start with. I just wanted to point out that your current product includes $100 worth of Google Ads. And I didn't know if you're still running your own ads or not.
I'd have to look myself, and you guys, interestingly enough, y'all have administrative rights on my Google account, and so y'all should be able to see that.
Actually, I know it's confusing, but when we're added as a manager to Google Business Profile.
Yeah.
We don't see the Google ad part of your campaign, and we don't access it.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, that might
our
be
ad
case, then.
Campaigns are
you.
Made in a separate, in our own campaign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send this over to Google Guarantee and see if we can get this straightened out for you.
Thank you so much. I would appreciate it.
You're welcome. We should be
sorry
giving
for being
you
so
contact.
Long-winded for you.
Oh, no worries. We appreciate your business and want to get this straightened out for you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.